Oh, hi, Damien. It's Tina again from Local Splash. How are you?
Good.
Good. You got finished up a little sooner than expected, so that's a good thing, right?
Yeah.
So I just wanted to kind of go over the options with you and see, you know, which direction you wanted to go.
Yeah, so you were saying something about in the terms and the condition, if I wanted to cancel everything, they still charge me the $2.99 for September. Is that what you were saying?
The one that you paid on August 22nd, that's the one that you is a non-refundable amount. But the September 22nd payment, that one didn't hit yet. But what I was saying is just so that you could kind of take advantage of the rest of the month that you paid for and so that the program comes to full fruition, I could push that next billing out for you for 2 weeks for free, which would give you until October 7th. And my objective in doing that is to give you plenty of time to see, you know, not only the impact that this will have to your business, but also the higher end clients that you receive by being on the first page of Google. And then, you know, come October 7th, if you decide that it's not for you, no problem. You could still call in and cancel, you know, call a couple days ahead of time. You wouldn't have any further charges. But that way, at least, you'll get more value for what you've already paid, right? Because you paid $299, and you're only a couple of weeks in. You know what I mean?
All right. Yeah, I get what you're saying, 100%. The issue is, like I said, I'm kind of satisfied with what I'm got as far as clustering contract-based. But the other thing was that there is another strategy that I'm using to help build clientele with another, I guess you would call it, provider.
Okay.
That I am, you know, that I actually know is out of Charlotte. So that was kind of another reason why, and I didn't really want to already pay for his services. So it was kind of a double whammy if I still let you guys the services hit for September. I'm already paying for his services that for the September month. So that's kind of, you know, why I wanted to go ahead and cancel everything. That way nothing kind of hits on September.
Yeah, because you feel like you're double paying in that aspect, right?
Right, so I already paid up with him, so if I cancel you guys by the 22nd, it'll be basically like I'm paying you guys, but I'm paying him, if that makes sense, for September.
Well, remember, we would push it out till October 7th, so the September 22nd billing would get eliminated. But my objective in doing that, and I tell you this out of all due respect because I've been with this company for 13 years and we've been in business for almost 20. So you can imagine we've heard all kinds of stories over the years, good and bad, about other companies trying to do optimization. And across the board, industry standard is 90 days to even get first page placement. The reason we do it in only 45 to 60 days is we're one of the elite companies in the nation that has earned a premier partnership with Google. And what that means, Damien, is that Google actually has a support staff on site for us. So that's an added benefit for you because anytime you work with a premier partner, you'll have that extra support staff available for your business. You know, not to say that there's anything wrong with local companies, but I've heard that oftentimes, you know, they get a lot more expensive in the aspect of, you know, 3 months turns into 6 months, 6 months turns into a year. Sometimes because they're local, you know, they have you bound by some type of an annual contract. And, you know, if you're not getting results, you're kind of stuck with them, you know. And that's how why we operate on a month-to-month basis. Is because we're a performance-based company. We know that nobody would ever, ever cancel on profit, and I know that you won't either, you know, because our goal is not for anyone to spend $299 a month and then break even, because if that's the case, it's nice, but it's not a smart business decision, right? So it's our goal to make sure that every client yields a minimum of a 10-to-1 return on investment. You know, with a program like this, it's a no-brainer because we're already putting you where 9 out of 10 consumers make their buying decision, you know, where that high revenue is generated.
Yeah, yeah, I totally understand. This actually was a, I guess it's more so like a friend or family, and I know it personally, and it's something that he's kind of doing also. I just kind of got in cahoots with him. So I wanted to try, you know, give him a try. I do, you know, kind of appreciate you guys and the work you put in. But at this time, I would just like to go ahead and, the other way, I'm not paying for his services and you guys' services, and pretty soon he's doing the same thing. So with that being said, yeah, I would like to probably just go ahead and cancel that thing out.
Okay, so I'll do that for you because I want to respect your wishes, but I do want to let you know it's not the same thing that he would be providing, and here's why. Once you're ranking on the first page, Google changes the algorithm several times daily. I've seen it happen as frequently as 5 to 6 to 7 times in one day. So because we have over 200 employees here and an entire account management team, as soon as the new revision comes through, you have a team of experts that go in and update your information and refresh your data. And that's how we ensure that you won't fall off the first page. But with a, you know, somebody that's kind of like a one-man operation, that's a family friend that's doing it, there's no way that he'll be able to keep up on all of the algorithm updates as a single person every single time they come through, you know, on such a frequent basis, you know, because he's only one person. He doesn't have that extra numerous sets of eyes on the account. You know what I mean? Plus, once your website cancels, he might only have the option to get like HVACCharleston.com or something, because Maximum Air Experts, is that domain isn't going to be available because that's the domain that we purchased for you. You know, unless you wanted to cancel the program and keep the domain that doesn't include the content, but then you could take it to him and he could build your new site on it. And that's just a one-time buyout of $99 if you wanted to keep your domain. But if it were me, and if you're set on canceling, I would probably keep the website and the content for $49 a month because you've already put some work into getting the site set up the way you wanted to, you know, and you've uploaded some pictures and it's laid out the way that you like it, you know. So if it were me, I would probably keep that because you never know, you know, what type of a site he would be able to provide, you know. But if you wanted to, you know, cancel the whole thing, I'll respect it.
Yeah, that was one of the things included in his work was a custom website. He kind of showed me the difference between multiple local SPASH websites and just, you know, it was kind of like the same template, basically these websites, what I had gathered from it, and he showed me my website versus another HVC contractor website that was through you guys. They were set up basically, templates were exactly the same. There was no customization in it, if that makes sense. It looked good, don't get me wrong. I loved the way the website looked. It was a good job on you guys in, but it was just one of those selling points. But the price of what he charged me is included in the for a website, so I would probably just go ahead and cancel out everything because the Maximum Air Expert, that is true. You guys own the domain, but he kind of told me, well, we're going to do MaximumAir, .com and go that route with it.
I see. I hope just based on what you told me, he wasn't one of those scam companies. There's two scam companies out of North Carolina, and there one is Town Square, one is Ollie Ollie. And we have legal matters against them where they're calling up local Splash customers and they're saying local Splash websites are copy and paste, and they're on a template, and they're not doing things by Google's best practices, and they say all this kind of rigmarole to scare someone. And then, you know, when they cancel them, they don't really do much for them because their whole pitch is around what local Splash isn't doing right, not on what they can do better, you know? And my concern mm-hmm. is that you've already paid this guy, and how come this custom website that he's promised you is nowhere to be found, right? So, because if you paid him, it only takes 1 to 3 days to launch a website. So where is this MaximumAir.com or whatever he says that he's going to create for you? You know what I mean? So just be very, very careful, because the two scam companies, and just because you said he was out of Charlotte, they're both out of North Carolina, and I would, you know, be very, very leery of them, you know. So, you know, just keep that in mind, too. And I know, you know, you say that you know him a little bit deeper than that, but you also have to realize that our objective when a client signs up with us is to get the ball rolling, get them on the first page so that their phone is ringing with new clients. So, of course, we're going to create a template for everybody and put some stock photos on there just so that we can launch it. But our hope mm-hmm. is that the business owner is going to say, hey, I have some actual content like you did that I want to put up there. And how do I get on the dashboard and do that, which you've already done? Plus, you're going to lose the 5-star ratings. You know, Gigi Sanders, Alexis, what is it? Rebus, 5 stars, Verified, CXMP, all of these are strolling on your site. Jessica Summers, Natasha. So that's not a copy and paste, because these are your actual reviews, right? So it's our hope that someone would go in and do that. And, you know, everything is customizable on our end, meaning, you know, if somebody wants to do a different color background or different font or use a different template or anything like that, they have the ability to do so. But again, our main objective is, you know, to get someone up and running, because I've been doing this for such a long time, Damien. You would be absolutely shocked if you knew how many business owners I've come across over the years that they have a friend or a family member, or even sometimes they're trying to build a site themselves. And then, you know, a week turns into a month, and a month turns into 6 months, and they never get the sites launched just because they don't have the time to get everything laid out perfectly, right? So our objective is, let's, you know, get over that hurdle and at least get the site up and running so that you have some type of a template. And then if you can, you know, customize it and send us some actual content after the fact, then that's all free of charge, meaning it's included in the package. So, I mean, I don't know if it would help you or not, but, you know, if you are thinking, you know, and if you look at, you know, what he's come up with, and maybe, you know, he hasn't launched one yet, or maybe he has launched one and it's not any better than the one that we have, since we have done some customization on it already, I could ask them if they could put you into corporate hosting of just $29 a month. So usually you have to have 100 locations and be like a Subway sandwich or an Anytime Fitness to get that type of pricing. But I could definitely try to get an override on it. That way you could at least keep the site temporarily, you know, and I would still push that next billing out to October 7th for you, so that you can give your buddy the benefit of the doubt and, you know, kind of see what he comes up with in the meantime. Because if he launches something that, you know, he's calling a custom website and it turns out being worse than what you have now, then you're going to be kicking yourself that you didn't try to keep this one. You know what I mean? Did he say he's getting MaximumAir.com, or is it a different one? Because that one says it's not available.
Yeah, it would be something in that sort, because he did tell me that you guys own that domain, so he would have to give you something else. Let's try to...
Yeah, and sometimes that gets confusing for a client, too. You know, if they're looking up Maximum Air Experts and then they come up with some different, you know, website, sometimes that gets confusing, too. I mean, hopefully he gets something close, but Maximum Air is not available, it says. And that's why I say I've been doing this for a long time, and I've had people get stuck with, you know, oh, just HVAC, you know, SC.com or something, or NC.com, and then they don't like it. And then, you know, sometimes they call us back to buy the domain, and then once we lose the domain, we can't even offer it to them. Now, 15 years ago, 18 years ago, when websites first started becoming very, very relevant, I'll tell you there were companies out there that would go out and they would purchase every domain they could think of, meaning they would get, for example, you know, abcmortgage.com, abcmortgage.net, abcmortgage.org, abcmortgagellc.com, abcmortgagecorp.com. They would buy all the variations that they could think of, and they would get them for super cheap. Then when the real ABC Mortgage came along and said, hey, I want that domain, they would say, oh, yeah, we'll sell it to you, but it's going to cost you $2,000. And to me, it's extortion, and it just drives me crazy. I don't know how people could do that. But a lot of companies were building their businesses on that practice. And so, you know, that's another thing. You know, people love working with Local Splash because we have that $99 buyout. You know, if, you know, by, you know, God's grace, their business name is available when we get the domain, they know that they could always keep it, you know, and they don't have to lose it if they do the $99 buyout.
Yeah, so what I'll do is I'll think about that, but I want to cancel at this time. The buyout, like you said, it doesn't expire until you guys lose the website. So if I do want to do that, I'll give you guys a call back and buy it out that way. But as far as the other services, I want to go ahead and cancel those out for right now. If something changes, I'll, you know, let you guys know.
You got it. Okay, I'll process the cancellation. I am so sorry that it didn't work out for you. I know you would have absolutely loved it, but I will do that for you now so you'll get a confirmation that it's been canceled. And, you know, if you wanted to do anything with us down the road, just feel free to give us a call, okay?
Okay, and then if I want to do the domain as far as buying that, I could give this number back a call and go from there with it.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, an account cancels and we lose the domain within one business day. Sometimes we have it for a week or two before it gets lost. But if, you know, as long as it's still available when you call in, we would still be able to do it.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right. All right. You're very welcome. Okay. Bye-bye.